We are here at the 2014 Farm Progress Show in the BASF Media Tent, and we're going to talk about a BASF Farm Perspective study that just came out. And with me is A.J. Woodyard, who is Technical Crop Production Specialist for BASF, and also Brady Spangenberg, who is Market Intelligence and Research Manager for BASF. So we're going to talk about this from both the global and the U.S. perspective. So we're going to start with Brady to look at the world view. And Brady, tell us a little bit about what this survey showed.
This survey showed, I think the top line would be the satisfaction levels in globally. Growers in the U.S. Seem to be pretty satisfied with the way things have gone over the last 2-3 years, and it showed up in the results. So 88% of U.S. growers said they were satisfied with their profession. If you compare that with something like France, where 54% of French growers said they're satisfied, you start to see some really interesting differences.
Well, now, AJ, tell me about when this study was done and what it included.
This is actually the second study. So it was first conducted in 2011 and then conducted again this year in early 2014. It covered 7 different countries. So that would include the United States and Brazil, Germany, Spain, and France, and also India and China.
As far as innovation is concerned, how did that show up in the survey?
Yeah, actually, if you look at, obviously, we in the agriculture industry know we need to continue to innovate to grow more food, and we need to increase production 70% by 2050 to feed the growing population. But the survey was interesting in that it showed a gap between what growers or producers perceive in terms of innovation versus what a consumer perceives. So, give you a good example. One would be in terms of pesticides. Do we need new advancements in pesticides to continue to raise yields? The growers overwhelmingly said yes. Nearly 85% of growers said we need new pesticide. We need new innovations in pesticides. Compare that to the consumer. That number was down closer to 50%. And so you see that gap. And it could mean several different things, but clearly we know there's an education need. Consumers need to continue to be educated on the value of these products. And there's probably also a piece of complacency to it in the U.S. because, you know, we've got food in the supermarkets, and so consumers may not think we need to have new innovations, and seeing in the small picture versus what really is the big global picture.
Now, Brady, the countries that were involved in this study pretty well run the gamut. We've got Europe, we've got the North America, South America, and Asia. You talked about the difference between France and the United States, but what other significant differences did you see between U.S., Germany, France, Spain, Brazil, India, and China?
I think to pick up on the innovation piece, actually growers and consumers in India and China are very hungry for innovations, and they're looking for not only more quality food, but also more quantities of food. And that's, I think, where innovation can play a real key role in helping growers in those countries boost their yields and also improve their quality to meet the changing appetites that consumers have in those countries. More meats, more nutrient-rich fruits and vegetables. And so that's a real positive result for us, I think, and it's something we can build on.
What about Brazil? What did you see in Brazil?
I think we saw pretty high satisfaction levels. Among consumers, it wasn't so high. We asked the question, how satisfied are you with food production in your country? And close to half of the consumers there said they were not satisfied, which is a pretty interesting result. And we'd have to speculate as to why, but it could be a variety question. It could be abundance. It's something worth investigating further.
Well, all kinds of interesting things that came out of that. Now, AJ, how does BASF work into this? Why is this important for BASF to do a study like this, especially when you look at innovations that can help farmers?
Yeah, and I think there's several different things that why this study brings a lot of value to us. Obviously, we need to understand where growers do need innovation, and so that's one piece of it. We can get a really good feel for, you know, do growers see a need for innovation in different areas that BASF is currently investigating, and then we can put the resources toward that. Another thing, we obviously know there's an education piece that has to come out of this, and so that's a really great finding, and we like to see how that changes over time as well as we continue to try to be more involved in as an industry-wide effort at educating about some of these issues to the general public. And more urban setting that we get into, the more the challenges that we're going to face like this. And so you look at how we've adapted You know, we've certainly changed a lot of our communication efforts based around some of the studies that we've conducted and tried to target communications around what we've seen here. We've also hired some new roles called our innovation specialists that are focused directly on working with growers. And you know, they're not only bringing product advice, but also agronomic advice, and also helping these growers to understand the need for them to step up and be advocates in their communities, and also, you know, maybe even bigger than that, because it's going to take a lot of us to get this message out.
Well, now you said that this is a follow-up study from one that was done in 2011. What difference did you see between the two studies?
You know, there were several differences that showed up. You know, you look at the U.S. specifically, we actually did see an increase in grower satisfaction over time. And so that's interesting that we saw a little over a 6% increase in 3 years in grower satisfaction. So there were some other, you know, some ebbs and flows both directions in some different countries. But we can start to pick up some of those differences in that three-year period. And we're really interested to see over the next 3 years, as maybe this economy shifts a little bit, the ag economy, how does that adjust here in another 3 years when we conduct the study again?
Well, Brady, your role is as the intelligence and research manager. You make this information available so people can find it?
That's correct. We're going to have a global rollout of the study results here in a couple weeks in Europe. And after that, this study results will be available at farmperspectivestudy.com.
And how was it good to be able to be here at Farm Progress Show to show these initial results and talk to the media about it?
It's been really interesting. I think the conversations have been surprising, because it's something that's focused on something that affects all of us that work in the industry, and it's not just not focused on any one particular solution or challenge, but we're really trying to figure this stuff out together.
Well, right, and AJ, you've been here at Farm Progress Show before. You haven't, have you, Brady?
No,
this is your first Farm Progress Show, but AJ was here last year, I know. So this is kind of a different topic for you all to talk about to the media, as compared to not just, but all your important products that you have out there, right?
Yeah, I've enjoyed this a lot, and I'm more of an agronomist by training, so I always enjoy talking about what's going on in the crop. But I'm also a farm kid that understands and. You know, I've shared with some of the other groups, I travel a lot, and I spend a lot of time in airports. I carry a backpack that says BASF, the chemical company, on it. You can imagine the conversations you get with a backpack like that. So I feel the need to be an advocate and have a better understanding of studies like this, because what I find is you got to learn from both sides. We got to understand our piece of it, but we also have to listen to the consumer, their concerns, and help address those.
All right, excellent. Well, guys, we really appreciate BASF's support of the media here at Farm Progress Show, this great media tent that we've been in, and we always love to see you guys here. At the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.